UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
The white night is breathing. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this podcast hosted at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche during our 5th International Erasmus Plus Staff Week. Today is not a normal day over here. Today is an amazing one because we have the opportunity to get to know colleagues from the Netherlands, Greece, Rwanda, Bulgaria, Sweden, and Turkey. As I mentioned earlier, they are here with us, taking part in the 5th International Erasmus Plus Staff Training Week at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche, which has been scheduled by the Service of International Relations and Cooperation of this university. Borja Cabrera will be in charge of the technical control, so if that's okay with you, we'll start!
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized.
So let's start with the program, but first of all, I would like to introduce yourselves. Fortunately, we have some special guests with us. First of all, Andra van der Boer from the Radboud University. Andra, tell us about your university and which are your specific tasks in there?
Yes, hi, thank you very much for having me. I'm Andra van der Boer. I work for Radboud University in the Netherlands. Specifically, I work for Neurotech EU. This is a European university for brain and technology. In which 8 European partners work together to advance knowledge on neurotechnology and educate the next generations of scientists. So Radboud University is the coordinating university, and UMH is a part of this alliance, is one of the partners. So we actually work together all the time. And it's very nice to be here and see it with my own eyes.
Neurotech Alliance, which is really important too for the UMH. And thank you, Andra.
Thank you.
Also, we have Stavriana Stamatiou. I'm sorry for the pronunciation. She's from the Athens University of Economics and Business. How would you introduce yourself into the audience?
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me in Elche. It's a great opportunity. I work for the directorate of our university of education, the directorate of education, and I am responsible of the classes and the exam schedule. So this goes for all the faculties and school of the university, which are 3 schools, 8 faculties.
That's okay. Stavriana has a very good level of Spanish. Maybe she will say something in Spanish later. We have 2 Valentina Rallis. Valentina, hello. Valentina from the University of Trechia. Valentina, tell us about you and your own university. Would you describe yourself and how would you describe your university?
Hello to everyone. Thank you for having me here in Elche Staff Week. Our Trechia University is located in Stara Zagora, Bulgaria. It is a small university, but we have quite nice faculties like agriculture, veterinary medicine, medicine, education, economics, and etc. I'm working as an expert of construction and properties. I'm responsible for the well-being of the students for their dormitories, for the new project, European project of building new buildings with the nice programs. At the moment, we're we have a program for to become a hydrogen valley in Bulgaria. We're going to build the first hydrogen laboratory and for production of the hydrogen. This is our goal, and that's it.
That's really interesting. Thank you, Valentina. And now we're traveling to another continent because we have Mireille Biraro from Ines Ruwenhoeri in Rwanda, University in Rwanda. Mireille, how would you describe your work in the university?
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be here in Spain. It's my first time. As you said, I'm the director of international relations in my university. As you said, it's called Ines Ruwenhoeri. which stands for Institut d'enseignement supérieur d'Oruhengeri. It's a French name. Our university was not that old. It was created 20 years ago. And in 2010, we adopted this applied science orientation or a teaching approach, which is very much known in, I think, Sweden, Germany, and Netherlands, this Hochschule way of doing. Meaning that our teaching is much more focusing on practical rather than theory. So our university, even if it is 20 years old, we have quite good number of students, around 6,000 students, whereby 1,000 are international students coming from all across Africa. We are now counting around 21 countries who has a student in our university. And this also includes staff, because we have around 200 staff, national and international included. And our faculty, our program, they are mainly scientific-based, whereby we have six faculties, including engineering, information science, health sciences, education, law, and management. Thank you.
Thank you. Remember also that Miguel Hernando University has a volunteer program every summer, which is really useful for the Rwanda people, no?
Exactly. And I was happy to hear that it's actually located nearby our university in the Northern Province. And I hope next time when they come, I will see them.
Okay, thank you, Mireille. Now we have also Gökhan Bükut from Kankiri Karatekin University. I don't know if I pronounced well your university and your name. I'm really sorry, first of all. Gökhan, describe yourself to the audience. How are you? And as your partner say, how is your work in the university?
Okay, hello to everyone who's listening for us. Thank you for this opportunity. And my name is Gökhan, as you said, but the university a little bit mispronounced you, but it's okay. And it's called Çankırı Karatekin University, near to Ankara, capital of the Turkey. And our university is relatively small, and it's focused on the salt and salt caves production, salt tourism. And also we are close to Ilgaz Mountain, which you can do slime and winter tourism, this and that, in generally. But I work in the public administration and political science department as a professor, and my subject is digitalization, digital government, e-government, and digital governance, and that's it, yes.
My okay, focus areas. Thank you. And now we have Anurupa Nakchoudhury from the Karolinska Institutet. Anurupa, how are you? Welcome to the UMH. What is your work, and also describe yourself to the audience.
Thank you. My name is Anurupa Nakchoudhury, and thanks for this wonderful platform to introduce me and myself and my university. So I'm from Karolinska, and it's in Sweden, and they are very much famous for their medicine. But I must say that when it comes to research, so it's not only biology, it comes with physics and chemistry, and that's the department I'm working with. It's called MBB, Medicine of Biochemistry and Biophysics. I'm working with biomedicine courses. I'm taking care of international students and lots of students coming from all over the world. And I also working with a research group and PhD and postdoc. That's pretty much my job. And that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. Such an amazing starting point from all of you. We know now a bit will follow you. And first of all, this is the third day of the Stack Week in the UMH. How about to all of you, whatever who wants to ask first, how about Elche and the university? Did you know before? Which were your first feeling when you arrived here on Monday? Whatever you want.
I will start.
Okay.
When I was here, I was really impressed by the weather. Yes, I could really enjoy good weather that we're having, which was opposite what I was having in Rwanda, because it is really a heavy raining season. So I could now, breathe and enjoy the good weather. So as I said, it was actually my first time in Spain, but not in Europe, but in Spain specifically. And I was really impressed by the way the Spanish are really welcoming. Even if you cannot communicate immediately in English, but they're really, like, friendly people. I was really, it is amazing. And also the university is very big. the campus, you really have enough space to breathe, to enjoy. And also the way it is really opening up, also they allow the community to allow them to enter the campus. It's also something else that I really appreciated to the university. Thank you.
Is it different, the UMH University, from your university, is it different about the country, the buildings? Is there any difference between your universities and our university?
Yeah. I'm coming from the ex-communist country, so we have our buildings built during the communism. It is specific, pretty much the same, all of them. And when I was when I came here, I was amazed from the new buildings and how huge area is the university in Elche. I'm impressed from all the things in what I have seen inside the buildings, because this is my job and I'm watching everything, how it's been built, how the students, they feel what I can bring to our university as an experience. It's wonderful. And I want to say that I love Spain. I've been coming here for quite a few times. And thank you that inviting me in the staff week again. It's wonderful. Wonderful weather, wonderful stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome, obviously. And now we'll go to the other part of the studio. What was the thing most surprised to you when you arrived here to Elche?
For me, coming from Sweden, it's the weather. So when I leave... Sorry, but yes. So when I left Sweden, it was around 6 degrees, and I end up here, it's like 24.
So the change was amazing.
It is amazing and full of sun, light, and happy faces around like this, you know, campus and the city and the warmth. Everything is like, you know, brightening up you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And Andra?
I think for me it was the rhythm of life, because before we started our first day, I went a little bit to the city center to see it, and it was noon, and I was surprised that everything was closed. So, yeah, that was really strange. I didn't experience that before. And it's, in general, you know, last night when we went for the tour and then a dinner, you know, everything came alive at 8 in the evening. It was really interesting to observe.
Sometimes Elche is complicated for that. And Erkan?
First of all, I'm glad that nobody mentioned about the palm trees, but it was the first thing that I really enjoyed, the trees, because I thought that it will be just a small park that can couple of palm trees. But when I walk around the city, oh my God, palms are everywhere. It's like you build a city in the desert and palm trees are just there, and people walk around and some people don't even realize in the daily life, but for me it's really great, and you mean like experience, I must say, and I will always remember this city with its palm trees.
It's a big part of the Elche's history. Yes. So really important for us. I would like to ask you now, why did you choose our university to come here, and which are your expectations for the visit, for the staff week? Which are your expectations about the event? And, for example, you want to start? Yes.
Voy a comenzar en español.
Right.
Entonces, elegí el programa de la Universidad de Elche porque tenía un buen equilibrio entre encuentros e informaciones y profesionales sobre la universidad, las innovaciones y cosas sociales que íbamos a hacer en el programa entre el grupo, como las excursiones, esta jornada aquí en el radio, que es profesional y leisure también. Era muy importante para elegir este Staff Week. Y después era muy importante también que Elche era una pequeña ciudad española que probablemente no tenía otra oportunidad de venir como vacaciones. No es Madrid, no es Barcelona o Sevilla, que si lo quieres puedes ir para verlas y vacaciones. Elche es una ciudad que no es tan conocida, entonces era más...
More comfortable,
yes,
and more enjoyable to come
and,
here.
And also it is easy because you can walk all around the center of the city. It's a pedestrian area. And it's a city that you can manage.
Exactly.
In a few days, yes, you can learn it.
That's a huge advantage for this type of city, like Elche or Alicante, which is not like Madrid. You want to go to the other side of Madrid, you have to take a metro or a train, and that's a lot of distance. Mm-hmm. Valentina, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
What was your expectations for this visit to the university?
To see something different, to see how the students... I'm sorry, I think a little bit too fast before
Don't worry,
I talk. I'll get few new things when I can put in our university, because I said I'm responsible for the properties in the university. I love the way how you have your buildings, how you arrange the interior of the buildings, how you look after your students. And I'll say our university is a little bit small, 10,000 people, but I think that I'll put some of the ideas from here to bring them in our university, to put them in. So I enjoy the city. It is not so big city. Yeah, it's a very safe city. You can walk around without any problems. You can see all the new things, and that's it.
Okay, thank you. Really interesting. Now, Mire, we talk about the volunteer program the university has in Rwanda, and I would like to ask you, for you, for university, and for your paper here, what was your expectations for the visit, and why did you choose to come to the UMH in this week?
Yes, thank you. As you said, actually, I joined the International Relations Office, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. Our office is very new because this international community actually was not there 3 years ago. So there are many things that I came to know about when I entered the office, and one of them was this Erasmus Agreement staff and student mobility that already Ines had with the university. So then, well, thank you to Monica. She's the one who really interested me to come for this International Staff Week. We planned already she should have visited us last year, but she couldn't because of different reasons. Then I was the one to come, and I was really happy that at least one thing from this agreement could be implemented. So once I get here, I really came to know that actually people from this university know more Rwanda than I know about them. So I was really happy. There was a magazine that was shared with us in the material we get for the first day. And when I read Rwanda and again the hospital, Ruhengeri Hospital, which is my area, then I said, actually, there are many things that we are doing already together. And actually, I'm just coming to continue them. I already talked with the one coordinating this program in Rwanda, or the one heading the voluntary group. The people who are coming as voluntaries in our side. And I really asked them, please, when you come back, they told me they will come in June and August. So I would be happy now to receive them in our university. And also the good thing is that they are much more dealing with the health care, health activity, health support. And it comes out actually at the university, like 1 year ago, we opened a program in health sciences, being nursery, midwifery, anesthesia, and pharmacy. So which means actually we'll be having much more to do together. So I'm really happy that now it really start. In addition, I really want to learn about how the international office works, because if I look at the way they was welcoming us, all the activity, the way they organized them with much innovation, I was really amazed. Then I said I should learn.
Okay, thank you. We are really happy too for you to stay here, you and all of your mates, obviously. And now, yeah. Anurupa, how was how was your expectations about the International Staff Week in Elche? I don't know if you know before Elche or the Miguel Hernández University. How was your expectations and all of this?
honestly speaking, I haven't heard your university until I actually saw your Staff Week advertisement in our website. That's why, that's the point. I got to know, okay, there is a university. Then I, as I said before, we have very international environment and we are receiving lots of international students. And yes, we have Spanish students as well. So I have talked about it. And then they also told me, no, we don't know this university. Mm-hmm. And that's the things, inspire me. Okay, let's go there. And then I have found that your university and our Karolinska has agreements also in Neurotech and Erasmus. And then I decided, okay, this is a nice opportunity to go there. And I talked to our, the coordinator and responsible person, and they say, okay, go. And that's how I got the first step. And then the expectation was, staff is, week is always very, very eventful, and it's an opportunity to get to know each other, your partners and alliance and wonderful people in that group. So that motivates me to come to this this week to participate. And in the besides that, you get to know how your university works, what kind of things you provide to your students, and I will learn and take all the pictures, evidence, and I will show when people are, in Sweden, students are willing to, participate to exchange program, where we can go, why we should go. So maybe I can give them this kind of tips. You should go and learn, and wonderful people meeting. I know you will meet wonderful people there. They're amazing. They have this radio station where you can talk, and then you will bring a lot of new knowledge, which will also inspire other students maybe. And that's the reason I'm here today.
Okay, thank you. And Andra, your expectations for the UMA Staff Week in 2025?
Yes, thank you. I would say within the Neurotech EU Alliance, we really focus on neuroscience and neurotechnology, and we are doing it in a way that hasn't been done before, because it's neurotechnology is this unique blend of medicine and artificial intelligence and neuroscience, and all of these things are developing very fast in today's world, and we are really proud to have our partner universities, which are really leaders in this field and who all work together. So we value our partners very much. So it's really important for us to also get to know each other. That's also an important aspect of our alliance, the multiculturalism. We're working for a stronger Europe and a stronger education in Europe, but while keeping our individualism. So for me personally, I'm a communications professional, and it was really important to get to know all the partner universities involved. I have not been to Spain ever before. This is also my first time. And so, it was really important for me to get to experience the culture a little bit and get to observe it and to immerse myself in it. And also to meet, of course, my colleagues from Neurotech EU here at UMH who are doing a wonderful job. I'm very lucky to be working with them all the time. And as well the other professionals that are here at the Staff Week.
Okay, thank you, Andra. And now, Can, your expectations about the Staff Week?
Apart from palm trees, I must say that I applied more than 10 universities in Spain, and once I got the invitation, I couldn't believe. I read it again, and I told my wife that we will go to Spain. Then after that, I search on the internet and look at the Staff Week program, this and that. But, and first of all, the program is very intense. I feel very tired. And I don't
really I take
pain
note.
In my back. And I thought that it's going to be a vacation, because when I look at the program, the first day starts at 7, 5 in the afternoon. And then I'd say that it's going to be a very, very, very loose and cool program. But this is the middle of the week, I feel very tired. Thank you.
for I will that. Talk to my partners.
Yes. No. It's just a compliment that I made for your program. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Now, we're going to enter into another space of the interview, but I would like to ask you first, what did you know about the Spanish culture? Everyone who comes from other countries say the same. So I would like to tell you, I will let you tell me what was your knowledge about the Spanish culture. I don't know who wants to start this question, or if you don't know something, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the culture that I
Flamengo.
Know is from is the food, like tapas and sangria and things like that, and yeah, in really taking the time to enjoy these things.
I would say Real Madrid team, because because I think we
that's good.
Recently we had a contract. Rwanda had a contract with Real Madrid about to visit Rwanda. So I think they are wearing in their shirts, visit
yes,
Rwanda.
Yes, that's
so
right, yes.
I was happy.
Oh, that's amazing. Real Madrid, tapas, and anything else about Spain?
Flamengo.
Sangria,
okay.
Can I say that every region in Spain has its own
yes, exactly.
Different characteristics.
And different cultures, yeah. Even
cultures,
different language. Too.
Language. And I enjoy a little bit the rivalry between the places and the different administrations, and there is always something to discover everywhere in Spain. I've been to a lot of places, a lot of cities, and every place is completely different from the other, even though if they are so close, each one, and it's an adventure being in Spain. I think it's an adventure.
But I must say that even though they are very, I mean, the culturally they are different within the Spain in different part, one thing is very common. They are happy people.
Yes.
They are warm and they are smiling all the time. Mm-hmm. We have a group. We have three Spanish students coming from Catalonia, Galicia, and one is from Madrid. We are having so much fun fighting together, eating together, shouting sometimes there. I mean, I'm just looking at them. But at the same time, I must say they are so nice people. Mm-hmm. And that's something I appreciate all the time. Yeah,
we are really inclusive too. Have you been in Spain before, in other staff weeks, or just traveling, being tourists here?
Both staff weeks and tourists. No. I've been in a staff week in Bilbao, Barcelona, and Granada. Granada was the first one, 2008. First staff Erasmus grant was to Granada University, the University of Granada. And I've been also as a tourist to a lot of places like Seville and Barcelona again. And I'm missing Madrid. I have it in my checklist. But I'm waiting a little bit because my son, that's 9 and a half now, wants to go there for Real, but I would like to take him to Barcelona. So I'm waiting for him to be a little bit older to take with me.
And I have my family vacation, and that trip was inspired by my three colleagues. And so that's why, I mean, we have a huge trip. It was 10 till 12 days, and we started our vacation or trip from Barcelona till Malaga. And every stops, that's our colleagues and students recommended those places we have visited, but not in Elche. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's my first time in Elche.
For me, can yes. I talk? Yes. I've been a few times to Spain, of course, Barcelona, Seville, Malaga. I love Granada, found it very interesting. We've been traveling a lot and we stay a lot actually here. Even my husband is here at the moment for 3 months holiday. Oh. He's enjoying it full speed, but I hope that I'll come next week, next month as well for a holiday. Really, it's a very nice country. And yes, of course, everyone city got a different thing, different fiestas. I have seen quite a lot, and I enjoy when I'm coming in Spain.
So Real Madrid, tapas and sangria are the most important things that has been for you.
And the Barça, Barcelona.
Barça too, please.
And Barça for you, thank you.
I don't know why my son is so this vibe. Se ha desguiado de la norma familiar, no sé por qué.
Don't worry. So now...
I'm with Barça.
Me too. Sorry.
Don't worry. So now, Spanish culture apart, I would like to ask you about this staff week and this alliance of different countries with Erasmus Plus. On a different note, here we have more than 20 universities in mm-hmm. this event. So mm-hmm. Why are these kind of events so important for you? If you want to start, Gokhan, why is this kind of event so important for you, for your university, and for the Erasmus too?
First of all, it means diversity. Because everyone gets to know each other and with these activities and during the free times or networking times. And it is also a good opportunity for us to meet with other colleagues and staff so that we can and develop our knowledge about the other way of doing business in education or doing business on Erasmus Plus programs. Otherwise, you cannot do this while you are sitting in the office and mm-hmm. searching in the online. It's all about the experience and getting each other and communication.
Okay, thank you. Andra, why is it important for your university to participate in this type of staff weeks?
I think we have this unique environment in Europe. We're a very small continent, but every country has very specific ways of working and just being. And it's really special to be able to meet and share best practices and learn from each other. And build each other up, I would say, because we're not alone. And I think we can thrive by being open and to other cultures and indeed diversity.
Okay, Rupa?
Yeah, I actually totally agree with Andre, and then I can just add something with that. That besides the diversity, I really like the staff week because going to conference, you are meeting maybe 100 people or less than that, but when it's staff week, you are meeting like a small group, so you are actually building up a personal relation apart from your professional relationship. So that's actually brings special connection to your university. So mm-hmm. you have an opportunity to talk to each other more. And that way, I think it's the best way to exchange your experiences. And yeah, you can always vent out, in front of someone who you don't know. So this is the best place to exchange your experiences, having bonding, and then you come with this knowledge, which I think enrich your university. And that's why I always like to come to the staff week because it's small and intense, and it's the best way to exchange your culture experience with the university. That's something I'm doing here right now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
another parameter is I've been working at the administration of the incoming and outgoing Erasmus student of a department of our university. And the staff weeks were very helpful to incorporate ideas and also understand the needs of the students, both that are coming to my university and the ones that are leaving to the other universities. Because every country has some things they are used to by their universities, and the students think that going to another one, they're going to find this secure keys. And so you are prepared to assist them best, even if they are coming to your university or they are leaving to another one. It's a nice way to incorporate new things, both academically, but also when it has to do with the students and how you help them and assist them to their Erasmus mobility.
Valentina?
Hello, I would say the Staff Week is the great way to learn about the university and meet with the different people from the different university, different countries. It is really enjoyable because like that you learn about the city, about the university, about how the people they work, and you can incorporate in your university. And when the students or the staff from my university ask about the university, of course I can recommend a lot of things, and you know where they will come. Thank you.
Thank you. And now, Mireille, your context is different about the partners who comes from Europe. But I asked you the same question. Why is it important for you, for your university, this type of event like the Staff Week in the UMH? Mm.
Thank you very much. It's my second time, I think, to attend the International Staff Week. The first one was in Poland, in Gryfice University. And actually, it was last year, I was really, I think I enjoyed being in contact with many university at just a same place. So even if COVID period just taught us how to work online, work from home, have this online meeting and whatever, but still this physical contact is always important because you can, beyond what you can listen, you can hear from the talk, you can also observe yourself. So there are much things that you can't see, which can't necessarily be expressed by words. So I think this contact with different people at one place is really important. And also, as she said, we really need to have this personal friendship from people from the various places, which is a very good experience. Yeah.
Thank you. We are now arriving to the end of the interview, but I don't want to finish without asking you about the future of this program like Erasmus, of this event like this. How do you see the future about this alliance between universities, this staff quiz? Are you positive about, do you think more universities will arrive into these programs or will be less? For example, Gokhan?
Hopefully, will be more, first of all, I will say. But UMH, when we talk about the other people in our universities, they probably want to come here, comparing our experience with other universities. And also the city and also the country, also the Alicante region province is also a good opportunity for us because Erasmus is not just a business or education. It is also a cultural experience that you may, you know, enjoy. And with this such an intense program, you can also enjoy the city, enjoy the university, enjoy the people. Because once you get tourism, you always see hotel people and the other people is staying in the hotel or museum people, this and that. But in the university, in the small cities, you have a chance to get in touch with people, get in touch with the culture, this and that. So it's a good opportunity and hopefully in the future, it will be more beneficial for both universities and all universities in this participating program. Mm.
Thank you. Andra?
Yes, thank you. So, of course, within the Neurotech EU Alliance, this is what one of our main goals, actually, to increase these kind of mobilities within Europe and also hopefully internationally even at some point because we really see a lot of value in these direct connections and immersion in each other's cultures. I'm really hoping, but I also see that we have a strong team that can build up on these things. And, you know, I also encourage anyone listening to look into these opportunities because there are really many. And, you know, like the Neurotech EU Alliance is only one alliance in Europe out of 65. So, you know, look out there because there's many really nice and interesting opportunities out there, and it's so valuable and so amazing to take part in them.
Yeah, I'm very much positive and hopeful for this Senior Rotec and Erasmus program, and I see the positive side already because, I mean, it helps the, you know, to enrich the education, also the culture. So I think whoever is listening, they should take this kind of exchange mobility programs as much as they can, as a student, as a staff, to enjoy, learn new things in abroad, and take these opportunities. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say I do expect much after this staff week. Not only from UAMH, but also from all the participants in university, because in case it comes out, I was actually the only one from Africa who was here. And then I say, whoever really is willing to conduct a research in African context, specifically in Rwanda, is much more, is really welcome. And we very often receive students from different European university and outside who wants to conduct a particular research in Africa, and they come, they pass through our university, and we help them to conduct their research or do this internship in the African context. So you are really welcome, and I'm really hoping that I'll be receiving some emails requesting for this partnership. Thank you.
Okay. Valentina and Stavriana, we finished this question with you about the future you believe we have with the Erasmus, with the Alliance, with the staff training. What do you think about that?
I hope that Erasmus program will still going. It's a good opportunity for every one of us, like a staff and the students. I enjoy when the students, they're going for exchange programs because they learn a lot of things, new things, I will say, a culture. They have some experience. Even they have experience in their life to be by themselves, separate in different countries, survive there. So I really hope that the Erasmus will keep going and a lot of people, they will participate in these programs. So that's it.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not wrong, Erasmus is the most successful program of the EU and one of the longest. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the way it expanded through the years and the programs that were incorporated under its wings, the consortiums, the universities working together, the research centers working together, Erasmus opening to other non-European countries, to other continents. I think and I expect it only to be better and more inclusive, both socially, geographically, economically, in all the ways as it's been doing all these years.
Okay, so now I would like to ask you about your students. Here in the university, I have the feeling that lots of students are interested in study abroad, maybe in Europe, in other universities of Spain, and even in other continents. But what about your feeling about that? Do you think the students know your mobility programs are interested in studying abroad? What about that? For example, for this way, who wants to start?
I was actually talking to a student recently at an event about this because, as I mentioned, we have lots of mobility opportunities, but I think students also need more support to learn about them and to access them and to understand everything that's involved in applying and in going on such an exchange, because it's really great to offer these opportunities, but we need people to actually, you know, find out about them and access them, and we need to make that as smooth as possible. And, you know, it's while I think great progress has been made, there's sometimes still issues of bureaucracy or things like that, which can still be reduced, I would say. But I see that students are very much interested and they want to go abroad, you know, but they're also a bit scared, and that's understandable, you know. Sometimes it's the first time that they would go abroad, and that's scary, and we need to work with these feelings and address them.
Yeah, the problem is the awareness for the students. If you get them, you know, informed, they will probably go for the deeper information. And first of all, and I mean, yesterday's presentation, the problem about the COIL program was the grades. I mean, the students were not willing to join because of the grades. They will get back this and that. And same thing with the Erasmus programs. Sometimes they don't want to participate because of they think that their education will get longer because of Erasmus program. But the effect of the Erasmus program is not about the 3 months late or for graduation, this and that. And it's a good opportunity for every student and every master's student, maybe every PhD student, and like every academics or every staffic. That's why for the listeners, they should probably must participate in their career life or education life. It's a good opportunity.
Thank you. Rurupa, what about your feelings about that?
Yeah, and what I can say that talking to our international students who are coming from abroad and also in Karolinska, I mean, I have seen that students are quite interested going outside. And Karolinska is working amazingly. I mean, we have a department called International Student Help Desk where people are working like 5 days continuously, giving all the kind of information, how they can go abroad, like different kind of programs, Erasmus comes and then Neurotech. All kind of programs are well informed. We have a blog page, Karolinska blog page and Instagram profile. I mean, they have all the information over there. So there is a plenty of platform where students can get all the information. It's as Andra says that sometimes students are a bit reluctant about going abroad, especially from Sweden. But they are also, Karolinska have student union group where they also talked about who actually went for this kind of programs. They come back and they talk about all this.
Isaac.
Yes, exactly. So they have Isaac and then they have a nice conference. So they always encourage students to go out. Like now I have to go back and then I'm going to write a blog about this staff week. So that how our staff, our other, colleagues, they would know how your university work, how I felt about this trip. So I think Karolinska is doing great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now, Mirei, about your students.
Currently we are having, I think, 5 students who are already under mobility in Poland, as I said. It's really a good experience. And sometimes, they are scared because I think it's really normal. When you are leaving your home country, you always think it will not work out. But it is really a good experience, and we rely on this broadcast to even encourage the Spanish people, to students, just to also leave their home and also look outside how it looks like. And of course, there can be difficulties, this culture shock, but it's also part of the experience, and it is not bad at all to learn how other people think. Like our lunch break is not from 2 to to 5 p.m. It's actually from 12 to 2 p.m. There are actually many things that you can learn apart from the scientific context, but also the day life of how other people live.
So I'm not working in this department, but I've been talking with few students. In our university, in Trakia University, actually a lot of students, they like to participate in Erasmus program, and they do go. I don't know about the Spain exchange, if they came to Spain, but I know from the veterinary faculties and the medicine, they are going to Germany. And once they went there, they always want to go back again. So it is very popular Erasmus program. But a few students, of course, they scare. They just care to go overseas. Maybe the barrier is the language. Maybe they scare to go by themselves. But once they, what I want to say is, once they go, they want to go a second time. And I really hope that continue like that.
I will say two things about the Erasmus, because I'm usually very... Es muy sinestimático, no sé, very sensitive for me.
Emotional.
It's very emotional for me, the Erasmus program, because there is the 20 years that I had to administrate it, I got so close with students. And the most important was their vision when they came back. It was completely changed. They left like frightened. They left like anxious, and they came back like a completely new personality. This vision in their eyes is something that makes me so emotional. And this is the part that I miss the last 5 years that I'm in the Directorate of Education, and I don't have a direct contact with the Erasmus program. I think that's the most important part of it, the way that students come back.
Thank you, and thank you for your emotion talking about Erasmus, which is really important to transmit the message and to convince people.
I miss it.
And now, the last question, which is not a specific question. You have a mission. Imagine that I'm a student, a UMH student, and I'm thinking about to study in your university. How would you describe attractively your university and your city for me to study next year with you, for example, Dukan?
First of all, you can be very close to the capital city of Turkey, which is Ankara. And apart from that, you may enjoy the relax and calm sort of campus in your, Erasmus program, and also totally different culture, I must tell you this, apart from the European culture. Yeah, if you want a challenge for your academic vision, I must tell, get emotional after that. You may come to Çankırı Karatekin University, and we will always welcome you.
Really good, really good. Andra?
Well, where to start? Radboud University, it has, many study programs and faculties and really strong research labs, so there will be plenty of opportunities for you. But what's really nice is that it's located in the oldest city in the Netherlands, so it's, really vibrant and really a lot of culture there on the streets. And at the same time, it's really a student city. So there's a really active student life. You're going to have a lot of fun. There's always events and things happening. And also, it's in such a key location because Netherlands in itself is a small country, and you can get anywhere by train within max 2 hours or so. So if you decide randomly on a Saturday to go to Amsterdam, you're there in an hour. This is amazing. But also, we're just over the border to Germany, to Belgium. It's so well connected. So if you want to travel even more, then there's plenty of opportunities.
Rupa?
Well, so we are talking about a beautiful city, which is Stockholm. It's an island, and it's beautiful when it comes to nature, water. So if you really like nature, come to that city. It's full of life, capital city, expensive, but you can enjoy. And Karolinska, I don't know where to start. It's an amazing university. It's a big university giving their best programs and, the platform when it comes to medicine. Amazing people working there, scientists working with the, upcoming research. It's the best way to learn and get to know the, this researcher who are very much famous on their own field. They have in Stockholm you can enjoy the student life as much as you can. Come and visit to Stockholm and Karolinska.
Thank you. Now Mireille.
Yes, I would say please come to Rwanda. It is very much known for this mountain gorillas species, which really attract many people who comes to see them. And it comes out that our university is located actually 90 kilometers from Kigali, which is the capital city, which is, I would say, very busy. But compared to our side, which is in the north, it really has a very fresh climate. The nature is really nice. And the mountains, we used to say that Rwanda is a country of 1,000 hills. We even have more than 1,000 hills. And when you come to our university, you will see everything just in one place. It is the environment is very nice, the climate very good, the atmosphere. I think it's really like good for studies and for also those who like to visit nature and the natural part of the earth. Yeah.
Thank you. Valentina?
All right. I will say for everyone, welcome to Bulgaria. Totally different country than everyone here. We're located in the central part of Bulgaria, where is the Rose Valley. It is a good opportunity to for the students to come and study about the essential oils. Maybe they can study veterinary, to have the practice, exchange practice in the veterinary, in the medicine. Stara Zagora is located in the central part, and we're looking for our international students. We take them to the beach side, we take them to the mountain side. It is very green city when we are located in Stara Zagora, historical places as well. So welcome to everybody.
Thank you. And now, Stavriana, you finish?
Well, Athens is well known. It's the stereotype of ancient culture and history and stuff. Okay, everybody knows about that. For the people coming from Spain and from Elche, I would say that you can find something very similar to your home and very different all the way, the same way. And that Athens is a very vibrant city, very good for students. It has a lot of things to do, night and day, weekends, excursions, island, mountains, everything everybody wants. And a lot of people speaks, almost everybody speaks English, and a lot of people nowadays speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very easy for you to adapt.
Hey, so I will have to go to all your university. You spin really well.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And we encourage all the students to do any mobility and your all universities and all the universities we have here in this Erasmus Staff Week training in the UMH. So time is over. Thank you so much for you to participate, and thank you for the public, which are mates of the Staff Week. And for me, so please let me encourage you to enjoy this 5th International Erasmus Plus Staff Week Training Week at the Miguel Aranda University of Elche, organized by the Service of International Relations and Cooperation. I hope you had fun. Thank you for sharing this time with us, and I wish you have fun in our country and with our folks during the next few days. We wish you the very best, and take care, and goodbye.
Thank you.
Gracias.
too happily.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.